Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Early summer in south central Alaska and songbirds have returned to the forests. Bears have emerged from hibernation, many with cubs, and moose are calving. It's an exciting time to encounter wildlife and an important time to give wildlife space. During calving season, Alaskans see moose calves in urban and wild areas. Sometimes the calves are unattended, and some people assume they're orphaned or abandoned. But in most cases, calves do have a mother moose nearby, and she'll soon return. Cow moose often leave their calves in a place they feel is safe while they go off to feed, drink water, or rest. The cow doesn't stay with the calf at all times of the day, especially when the calves are very young. Every spring fishing game receives calls to rescue abandoned or orphaned moose calves, and in almost all of these cases, the calves do not need to be rescued. It's important to leave these animals alone. It can be dangerous to get close to a moose calf. While sometimes the mother may not be in sight, she may well be nearby and can be fiercely protective. Moose are powerful, and people have been hurt and even killed by defensive moose. It's illegal to capture or possess wildlife without a permit from Fish and Game. If you have any questions or concerns about an animal that appears to be orphaned, call your local Fish and Game office. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.